Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is January 22nd, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1952, the first jet airliner, the de Havilland Comet, enters service for BOAC. In 1957, Israel withdraws from the Sinai Peninsula. In 1962, the Organization of American States suspends Cuba's membership. In 1963, the Élysée Treaty of Cooperation between France and Germany is signed by Charles de Gaulle and Konrad Adenauer. In 1968, Apollo 5 lifts off carrying the first lunar module into space. In 1968, Operation Igloo White, a U.S. electronic surveillance system to stop communist infiltration into South Vietnam, begins installation. In 1970, the Boeing 747, the world's first jumbo jet, enters commercial service for Pan American Airways, making its maiden voyage from John F. Kennedy International Airport to London Heathrow International Airport. In 1973, the Supreme Court of the United States delivers its decision in Roe v. Wade, legalizing elective abortion in all 50 states. In 1984, the Apple Macintosh, the first consumer computer to popularize the computer mouse, and the graphical user interface is introduced during the Super Bowl XVIII with its famous 1984 television commercial. And on this day in 1991, during the Gulf War, three Scud missiles hit Ramat Gan in Israel, injuring 96 people. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, January 22nd. I am David Guerra. Until next time, goodbye.